Yes, so as you've understood, going about getting the permission of the Director of Immigration to join in a side business requires you essentially to get the permission of your current employer to confirm that they have no objection to you taking up this side business, and they need to do that in writing. And insofar as the inclusions, essentially so long as the employer, as sponsor, clearly denotes that he has no objection to you taking up that side employment, then really that's the sum of that correspondence part to the Immigration Department. Then in terms of your personal letter from yourself outlining your business activities, yes, essentially what you do is you talk about the work that you do for your current employer, how you have sufficient time, free time that you could use productively, and you've been approached by various parties in Hong Kong to provide those services. Consequently, in anticipation of the Immigration Department approving you to uptake that side business, you have established a sole proprietorship and you are standby ready to begin work on side projects the moment that the Director of Immigration authorises it in writing. So yes, I would essentially set out in your current letter to the Immigration Department the rationale for you wishing to take up that side employment. At this point, I wouldn't really get into issues about how it's going to benefit Hong Kong and potentially create new jobs and the like. The expectation of a side business is that it's something you do on the side, something that supplements and supports the income that you receive from your current employer. And by giving you permission to join in a side business, the Immigration Department are essentially saying, okay, we acknowledge that you have other talents that could be marketable, and we don't particularly want to stand in your way of you being able to exercise those marketable talents for profitable end, just so long as your current employer's employment interests are not compromised by your proposed side business activities, hence the Immigration Department needing the permission of the employer to go forward with an approval for such an application. So yes, I wouldn't harp on too much about how you're going to create local jobs and add a lot of value to the economy of Hong Kong. Essentially, the side business process anticipates that there is some value creating activity. There's no need to argue for it as such. And clearly, if you do believe you're going to create new jobs, then that begs the question as to whether or not that's a part-time side business or whether it's a full-time business. And if it's a full-time business, then clearly you need to stop working for your current employer and make an application for a wholly fledged business investment visa instead. So essentially, those are the two things that you need to be thinking about when crafting your letter to support the proposition that you should be allowed to join in your side business. Okay. It's an application to the fifth floor of Immigration Tower, addressed to the residence section. You can send it in by mail. There's no need to show up with your passport to progress this type of application. And the Immigration Department will deal with you via correspondence through to your approval. Okay, I hope you found that useful.